NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Doubleheader on Sunday. Seabus Super Stadium is the venue. And tell you what, it's got the Dragon side almost unrecognisable from the Dragon side from last week playing a game against the Titans. Stay with me on this one. Corey Norman out with suspension. Jaden Sullivan takes over the 5-8 duties. I can hear many Dragon fans celebrating over that news. Matt Duffy, Tyrell Fuimaono and Cade Ellis are returning. But Duffy's the only one of those in the starting lineup. Tyrell Sloan back to the bench. Fuimaono on the interchange. Ben Hunt has retained his spot in the back line. This is a major reshuffle here. So, of course, Norman out. Cody Ramsey, Jared Beal move from the wing to centre. Jack Bird goes to the second row. Matthew Feagai returns from injury, so he comes in. Braden Williami drops out of the squad. Jack DeBellin goes to the interchange. Josh Kerr from the second row into the front row position. Josh Maguire moves into the lock position. Jackson Ford out of the squad. And Adam Clune, the 18th man from last week, takes Billy Burns' spot on the bench. For the Titans, Philip Sammy, Jamal Fogarty and Aaron Clark all out for injuries suffered in that match against Parramatta. Toby Sexton has been named to make his debut, so we wish him all the best with that. Greg Marzu comes back into that wing position, and Mitch Rain comes in for Aaron Clark. Mo Fatuaka back to the starting side. Jamin Jolliffe returning to the interchange. I'd reckon, Tristan, there are seriously many Dragon fans who think they would be a stronger side with Jaden Sullivan in and Corey Norman out.
Yeah, and the betting has indicated that. So the line opened at 6.5 and it's shortened into 5.5. Obviously, that 6 is such a key number in rugby league. So it's $2.45 the Dragons, $1.57 the Titans, 5.5 as I just touched on, 50.5 the total points, a little bit short of the overs. This is such a massive game for St. George. Like, this is, in my view, their biggest game of the year. They obviously are going to be without troops for the next 3 weeks. They've got a very, very, very hard run home. They're obviously sitting in the 8 at the moment, 7th, but you know, there's a chance that they don't win any or many games on the way in with the way their draw is structured. So this is as big a game as you like for them, and they're still $2.45 underdogs. I think that to me seems like a big price. I liked what they put up against the Seagulls in the first half. I thought the Titans were very ordinary. I know that this is an away game at Seabus, but I think the market should be a lot closer than this, and the 245 plus 5.5, particularly with Jaden Sullivan coming into this side. I think Ben Hunt will lead him around because we've got a couple of young halves starting here, and it's going to be interesting to see how they both fare.
I agree with you, Tristan. I wonder if that named side for the Dragons doesn't see Adam Clune start at 6 and then Sullivan come on. I hope they start with Sullivan. I hope he gets a crack at a full 80 minutes. I like the changes that the Dragons have made this week. I think they fly under the radar in the named team in that it is stronger than where they were last week. And not only with Sullivan there, they've got Duffy back. They've got a couple of other key forwards back. It's certainly much stronger than they've been. I'm sure they probably were going into last week under expectation of a difficult game and losing, whereas this week I think that they're up and about and see themselves as a big chance of winning. And I agree also with Tristan that winning here is key to then what they might do in their run home in the coming weeks. I mean, it belies belief of where their recent form has been, that they're still sitting where they are at 7th on the table. I just can't catch the Titans. I got them completely wrong last week. I thought they had everything to play for. They had a at-home preparation to play at home. They had everybody backing up into an Eels side that had a couple of key outs, and they just did not want to put in. They did have a key sin bin against them in the first half, but they didn't roll their sleeves up. And if there was one thing they needed to get in this week to check at training was a cardiologist, because I just don't think they had much of that last week. I'm tipping the Titans because they're at home. I hate the game, don't want to touch it. And I think the Dragons are a huge chance of an upset win.
Yeah, it's interesting that, Jack DeBellin is a chance to be starting this game. And you go with Jack Bird in the second row, and you've got Cody Ramsey in the centres. Jared Beale, you know, I thought that's a really interesting move from Coach Griffin. You know, I know DeBellin's probably a middle forward more than anything, but I think it's a strong looking forward pack, but gee, I think you've weakened your centre position greatly by doing that. But interesting to see how that one plays out. It's a too tricky for me, that one.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.